Thanks for listening to WAER News on NPR One and WAER.org. The World Canals Conference begins in Syracuse this weekend, and WAER News is taking you to historic sites with rich history of the Erie Canal. WAER's John Smith takes us to Chittenango Landing, where the important slice of canal history was reclaimed from neglect.
Visionaries are credited with discovering in 1985 what would become the Chittenango Landing Canal Boat Museum. A roughly 6-acre site was overgrown with brush and trash. 3-bay dry docks were restored. The rebuilt versions are the only ones that exist on the Erie Canal.
Chittenango Lateral Canal that once went into the village of Chittenango. And we have Chittenango Creek on the perimeter of the site that feeds the canal and also drains the dry dock bays.
That's Executive Director Chris O'Neill. An estimated 480 boats were built on the site for about 60 years.
So this is a full-size walk-on canal boat. This boat is actually on the site where they originally built boats.
Intern and tour guide Derek Pratt says a team of 30 men constructed the boats and resulted in 8 cargo boats produced annually.
So it usually took them about 1 month to build a boat. Over the winter, they would prefabricate most of the boards and beams.
That also created the need for a blacksmith. Mike Allen holds live demonstrations for visitors.
I've recently seen some research that said that in a 96-foot boat, there was 5,800 pounds of metal. There were over 2,000 spikes and nails, but various straps and hinges and so forth that went into building one of those boats.
Chittenango Landing was also a stop for boat repair work or to stock up on supplies at the general store. Museum volunteer Jean greets visitors at the store.
How are you?
Brings people back to realize how important the Erie Canal was. I think most people today don't think about it, and certainly not the young people, because they don't even know what a canal boat is.
However, with interest in the canal from young adults such as Pratt in passing along the history, younger generations are bound to hear about it.
We're on the expansion of the canal, but when they expanded the canal because it was so successful, they moved it south down to here. And in 1855 is when they dug out the Chittenango portion, and we were open from then until the 1920s as a functioning boat repair site.
There's also a tour of the towpath this weekend as a pre-kickoff to the World Canals Conference. The off-road Old Erie Canal bike ride is 36 miles, the distance of the canal between Rome and DeWitt. O'Neill is excited that the museum will get new visitors this weekend and during the conference.
We're going to have field trips that come out to the site, and we're excited to show them not only the history, but also some of our current efforts.
For more information on the bike ride, go to ridethetowpath.com. Chittenango Landing's summer send-off is from 6 to 8 p.m. tonight. Their website is chittenangolanding.com.
Thanks for listening to WAER News. For more content, keep listening on NPR One or head to our website, waer.org.